live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, tributes have been paid today to motor racing champion and Donegal County Councillor Manus Kelly. The Seattle Hospital Group is warning that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today. There's been a 16% increase in the number of recorded criminal offences in Donegal, and two people are being treated in hospital following an overnight crash at Bridgend. Those stories to follow unfold, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first to news. Manus Kelly is being remembered today as a man who touched the hearts of many people across the county. The 41-year-old father of five was killed during a crash on stage 15 of the final day of the Donegal International Rally. Tributes continue to pour in for the motor racing champion and newly elected Fianna Fáil councillor from across the political, sporting and business communities. Catherine Gaffney has this report, which begins with commentary from Oisin Kelly from a year ago.
Manus Kelly and Donal Bard have written themselves into the history book. They've joined Cahill Curley, they've joined Billy Coleman, they've joined Ronan Morgan as the only men to win three in a row international rallies. We have had to wait 32 years for the three in a row to be done again. Manus Kelly and Donal Bard have achieved that in the Subaru Impreza.
Manus and his co-driver Donal Barrett were the overall winners of the Jules Donegal International Rally for the past 3 years. Last year, an emotional Manus spoke to Highland Radio's head of sport, Oisin Kelly, on the finish ramp.
It's hard to believe, 3 years at this here, and it's been savage, you know.
Yeah. Is this the best of it?
The first time, I suppose you'll never beat the first time, but to do it three times in a row, just as it's unbelievable, and...
Chairman of the Donegal Motor Club, Brian Brogan, says his death is extremely difficult to comprehend.
Words just can't describe how we all feel today. Everybody in motorsport is grieving today, and it's just very hard to describe how people are and how people are feeling. We're talking about Manus Kelly, who's the biggest ambassador that Donegal Motor Club ever had, and it's just... hard for us to talk about him in past tense.
Last month, Manus Kelly was elected to Donegal County Council as one of three Fianna Fáil representatives in the Letterkenny electoral area. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Nicholas Crossan, and Chief Executive Seamus Neely have today stated that Donegal has lost a wonderful sportsman and ambassador. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said Manus Kelly had just embarked on a promising career in local politics, and it was obvious throughout his recent election campaign that he was passionate and entirely committed to serving the people of the Letterkenny electoral area, which he cherished. Local Fianna Fáil party whip Councillor Kieran Brogan says Manus achieved so much in his 41 years.
I think in his 41 years he achieved an awful lot. He touched so many different people in different sporting organisations. He was very much involved in Glenswell AGA Club as well, and that whole community out there is devastated, absolutely. But business-wise, sporting-wise, and the hospice was a big part of it. He worked in the hospital for years. He had huge passion in the whole thing, and was still in with family. His father was very much involved in friends of the hospital too. I suppose that was the measure of the individual that he was as well.
Speaking shortly after being elected last month, Manus Kelly said he was looking forward to representing the people of the Letterkenny electoral area.
I suppose for me it's the unknown of what's ahead, because I am new to this, but I'm looking forward to getting out now and representing the people of the electoral area, and I've spoke to a lot of them along the way, and I'm looking forward to going back now to the people that I met along the way and helping them out as best I can, and bringing a freshness and working collectively with everyone to hopefully better this electoral area and this town and all the sporting clubs and associations around.
Manus Kelly will repose at his home in Drumacanoe, Churchill, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. House private, please, until then, further arrangements to follow. SIPTU has confirmed the Wednesday strike involving 10,000 health support workers will go ahead. It's after talks between the union, the HSE and the Department of Public Expenditure ended today without agreement. The dispute centres around pay and a jobs evaluation scheme, with SIPTU claiming its members are owed over €16 million. It means hospital staff, including healthcare assistants, theatre workers, porters and chefs, will walk off the job for 24 hours from 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Seattle Hospital Group is warning that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today. Management are urging people to only attend the department where absolutely necessary. Laura Donnelly reports.
In a statement, management say the hospital has admitted a significant number of ill patients recently, many of whom remain in the emergency department awaiting a bed. This is due to high attendances at the ED over the weekend, with many sick elderly patients presenting. Management at the hospital are urging people to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies, and they should contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. They say they are committed to treating everyone who presents at the emergency department, but are doing so strictly in order of medical priority, and that means some people are currently experiencing long wait times. The statement concludes by acknowledging the contribution of staff at the hospital who are working extremely hard at this time.
A realistic target needs to be set for children waiting for scoliosis surgery, according to Sinn Féin. 2 years ago, the health minister said no child should have to wait more than 4 months if they have been approved for surgery. Sinn Féin's accused Minister Simon Harris of breaking his promise. The party's health spokesperson Louisa Riley says it's heartbreaking for children to have operations postponed.
Parents are being left to try and explain to their kids why the health service is not delivering for them. It's not the parents' fault. And the minister, meanwhile, made a promise. Promise has been broken now. But what we need to see is how are they actually going to tackle this? We need something that is realistic, because I can't. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
There's been a 16% increase in the number of recorded criminal offences in Donegal. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show a total of 1,103 recorded offences in the Donegal division during the first quarter of this year, compared to 948 over the same period in 2018. There were increases in the numbers of burglaries, assaults, public order offences and driving under the influence detections. However, sexual offences were down, as Donald Kavanagh now reports.
Today's CSO figures, which are collated from the Garda Pulse system, show the number of recorded sexual offences in the first quarter of this year was 30, down 11 from the same period in 2018. Assault and similar offences were up slightly in the Donegal division, with 177 incidents in January, February and March of this year, compared to 166 in the first quarter of last year. Drink driving offences were up from 64 to 93. Recorded drug driving offences rose from 1 to 8. There was also a rise in controlled drug offences from 59 to 74. Burglaries were up from 45 to 60, but the number of thefts fell slightly from 188 to 178. There were also increases in criminal damage cases, up from 122 to 147, while the number of public order offences also rose from 255 to 326.
Two people are being treated in hospital following an overnight crash at Bridgend. The two-vehicle collision happened on the Burt side of the roundabout shortly before 10:30 last night. Both drivers were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Investigations are continuing, with Gardaí seeking witnesses to the crash. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Meanwhile, police in Derry are continuing to appeal for information following the report of the collision in the Skeg Road area shortly after 1:25 this morning. In a statement, Inspector McDermott says a man who was a backseat passenger in a red-orange-coloured Lexus IS200 Sport had sustained serious injuries. No other vehicles are reported to have been involved. Anyone who was in the area prior to or around the time of the collision and who saw what happened or captured the incident on their dashcam is being urged to contact the PSNI on the non-emergency number 101. People before profit say Derry City and Strabane District Council must be front and centre in the campaign to have welfare reforms reversed. Councillor Sean Harkin will bring a motion to the council this week calling for the scrapping of welfare reforms to be made a red line issue in the negotiations to restore the Stormont institutions. Councillor Harkin says whatever is being gained from the much welcomed city deal is being lost as a result of welfare cuts.
Welfare reforms have had a devastating impact across the north. It's pushed people in Derry and Strabane into poverty. You know, we can't really have a revived Stormont that is going to continue on with what it was doing before it went down, which was pushing through draconian Tory policies. This is an opportunity now for people in Derry and Strabane to hear this demand go forward.
You've made the point that the money being lost as a result of Tory welfare reform is approximately equivalent to the money that would come into Derry and Strabane as a result of a city deal.
That's right. Much has been made about the city deal. At the same time, they're actually cutting more money out of Derry and Strabane and indeed across the north. There hasn't been enough attention to the economic loss. Individual families are being pushed to dependency on food banks. Vulnerable people, low-paid workers have lost a tremendous amount of money. So really what we have the Tories doing is, on the one hand, offering us a city deal, which in no way makes up for the economic hit that we're taking as a result of welfare reform.
You also want the council to be front and centre in actually forming a community forum in response to these cuts to help those who are in need of help in the district.
We want the council to put its weight behind making sure that people here who are struggling as a result of the welfare reforms actually get the practical help they need. Welfare advice services have been cut while more people are actually looking for help. We want the council to put its weight behind that and invite in all the people who've been campaigning around this, people who have an interest in the issue, to be part of actually trying to address it. We think that this is a practical measure that we can really assist people, but also work as well to actually undo the damage that welfare reform has taken.
Social media companies could soon be forced to take down harmful content on their sites. It's part of new proposals to the government from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, which currently oversees TV and radio. It also wants to be able to regulate video sharing sites like Facebook and YouTube. Chief Executive of the BAI, Michael O'Keefe, insists the measures are comprehensive enough to work.
We believe it's the right approach to take. I mean, in the case of audiovisual content, it's statutory regulation, it's compliance with codes of practice. In the case of online safety, it's takedown notices, but it's also codes of practice and education and awareness raising. It's important to say that the platforms recognise that they must do something in this area as well.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 13 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. Former Donegal Rally winners have been paying tribute to Manus Kelly. The Glenswilly man lost his life in a crash on Sunday's opening stage when the Hyundai i20 left the road in Fannad. Manus's co-driver Donal Barrett was injured in the crash and is being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital. Manus achieved greatness in the sport, winning the Donegal International Rally 3 years in a row. Two-time winner James Cullen said that Manus was one of the giants of rallying.
I think everyone is numbed. Heartbroken. It's like we should wake up from a bad dream. It shouldn't be there, but it is. And what do you say about Manus that hasn't been said? Like, and I suppose the first thing is from the people who rang me throughout the country, fellow rally people and all that I've known down the years, and it's that shock and numbness and extending the sympathy, obviously, to Bernie and all Manus' family, to Donal's family. This, you know, through this horrendously difficult time now that has come upon us.
You know how tough it is to win Donegal. How good was he? I mean, we know it, but just in your words, James.
Well, I think it comes down to the fact there's not that many people who have managed to pull this off three times in a row. It's a very small, elite group of people. A lot of us have tried. Very few have succeeded. Manus was one of the giants of rallying, now you want to call it the superstars, and I think that maybe that's part of the shock of this and how badly we feel about it, for we would see our stars as almost being invincible to a point, like you say, you see your heroes, that they're that good that nothing can happen to them, and you admire them, you look up to them, And I think that sense of shock has vibrated around the whole country. Donegal yesterday, immediately after the news started to break, it's like a huge cloud descended on thousands of people in Donegal and right the way through the country. And that's the effect, I think, that a major sporting personality has on their sport. Yeah. And that's the reflection of how good and how well thought of Manus Kelly was.
Six-time winner Andrew Nesbitt said that Manus was a great ambassador for the sport and for Donegal.
It's just an unbelievable feeling, and it's going to take a long time for people to sink in with people, because 1 minute you have a very competitive team at the top of their game, doing it as professionally as they can, and you know, I can only say this is, you know, a freak accident. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And you know, the rally was amazing all weekend. These guys were doing their job to their absolute best, and from a safety point of view, it was excellent. The whole rally was amazing this weekend. In fact, the crowds were the biggest I've ever seen in Donegal, because they were there to see Manus and Dolan win it. And I was saying to myself, you know, my record's not going to last much longer if these guys get going mm-hmm. here again. And you know what? This morning, I would give anything for them to have won the rally again.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything. Behind all of this, there is no better man that I have ever met behind the wheel than Manus. He was such an ambassador for the sport. He's such an ambassador for Donegal and the world of rallying. And you have no idea how sadly he will be missed by all of us.
Six-time Donegal Rally winner Andrew Nesbitt speaking there. In Gaelic games, St Connolly's Park in Newbridge will host Tyrone's third round football qualifier with Kildare this Saturday with a 5 p.m. throw-in. There will be a 6 o'clock start in Mullingar, where Westmeath will face Clare. And the two remaining games will throw in at 7 p.m. Neighbours Laois and Offaly are to meet at O'Moore Park, while Mayo host Armagh in Castlebar. The Anglo-Celt Cup will remain in Donegal for another year, as Donegal were 5-point winners over Cavan yesterday in Clonus in the Ulster final. 124-216 was the final score in a game that Donegal, though the scores were tight at times, never looked to be in trouble in. Donegal's Ryan McHugh said after the win that their performance was good, but that they have to maintain a high level for 70 minutes in the Super 8s.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying our best. Anyway, you know, every day we go out, we try to put in the best performance possible. You know, I don't know, does the perfect performance actually exist, but we go out to try aim for that, you know. And I think, to be fair, the first half especially, David, we put in a huge performance, you know, attacking and defence-wise. You know, I think we were really on the ball. The second half, work to do, you know, I suppose similar to the Tyrone game, a big first half and a poor second half. And going into the Super 8s, that'll probably not good enough, so we'll have put in the full 70 minutes.
In soccer, Newcastle fans have reacted angrily to the news that Rafa Benitez is leaving the club. The Spaniard's contract expires at the end of this month, and the club say they could not reach an agreement on an extension. With limited resources and constant boardroom uncertainty, Benitez guided Newcastle to back-to-back mid-table finishes in the Premier League, having won the championship in 2017. Newcastle say the process to appoint a successor is underway. Holders United States meet Spain this evening in the last 16 of the Women's World Cup. Kickoff is at 5 and they're underway now, and the hosts France await the winners in the quarterfinals. Then at 8 o'clock, Sweden take on Canada, with the winners to face Germany in Rennes this Saturday. In rugby, an IRFU investigation into inappropriate behaviour by a player after Leinster's Pro 14 final victory has concluded. A statement says the player in question has been sanctioned and apologised to the individual involved in the incident. The IRFU and the player regret any upset that the incident may have caused. Ulster's Marcel Coetzee has been called up to South Africa's upcoming training squad for the Rugby Championship. The 28-year-old back row hasn't featured for the Springboks since joining the Irish province in 2016, with the last of his 28 caps coming against Argentina prior to the 2015 World Cup. He returned from a serious knee injury to play 23 times and score 5 tries for Ulster last season. The European Games are underway in Minsk in Belarus. It is the second edition of the European Games. Donegal well represented on the 65-strong squad. The McGee household are shipping out from Rafoe. Chloe, Sam and Joshua McGee are over there with niece Rachel Dara to compete in the badminton. On the athletics front, it's your Connell's. Kelly McGrory is in the 400 metres hurdles, while Gerard Donnell of Carrick AC is in the 110 metres hurdles. This evening sees action from Joshua McGee. He is in the men's doubles with Paul Reynolds, and they are currently one game down as we came to air there. Sam and Chloe are also in action this evening in around half an hour or so in the mixed doubles, while in the women's singles, Rachel Dara is in action at around 8 p.m. tonight. Gerard Donnell had a fourth place finish yesterday and he will be back in action tomorrow for the semi-finals. And finally, the draw for the Northwest Senior Cup semi-finals was made today in cricket. Ardmore will host favourites and current holders Brigade in one semi-final, while Ballyspallin make the trip to Glendermot in the other. Those ties are scheduled to be played on the 7th of July. That's all your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next local sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news. The price of the average three-bed semi in County Donegal has remained unchanged over the past year, according to a national survey carried out by Real Estate Alliance. Paul McElhinney of REA McElhinney and Milford says an average three-bed semi in Donegal costs €95,000 and remains on the market for 6 weeks. That's well below the average national price of €236,000. And archaeological excavations are to take place at a site outside Donegal town where it's believed locally a church was built by St Columb Kill. The dig at Desert gets underway on Monday, July the 1st. It will be carried out by experts from IT Sligo in collaboration with the Desert Heritage Group and local community volunteers. The dig will take 3 weeks with hopes that initial results can be unveiled during Heritage Week in August. The project is being led by IT Sligo lecturer Dr Fiona Beglian.
The site that we're excavating is a place called Jeshut, and we believe that it's an early medieval church site, an ecclesiastical site, and there's never been any excavations there. But it's a place that is still important to local people because there's a holy well there, and there's a killeen, a children's graveyard, and there's also various cures associated with the site. And it's supposed to have been founded by St Columb Kill in the 6th century. So one of the things that we want to find out, for example, is does the site really go back to the 6th century?
And it's important from your point of view that there is community investment in this dig.
We don't want this to be a project where the professionals parachute in. It's very much something that's happening with the community being involved with it. Material will be sent off to specialists to look at. So if we find pottery, for example, it'll go to the pottery specialist. If we find bits of metal, that'll go to metalwork specialists and so on.
How long do you believe it'll be before you're in a position to offer a definitive answer to the questions with regards to the age of the site and who founded it?
We're talking about a few months to get radiocarbon dates done. So by this time next year, we should have a fair idea of where we stand. But in Heritage Week, the last week of August, I'll be doing a talk going through the preliminary results and with the information that we've got at that point in time.
For weather now, a risk of showers developing this evening, some heavy, prolonged and thundery. The last of any showers will die out early tonight, after which it will be mainly dry with variable cloud and lows of 10 to 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Manus Kelly is being remembered today as a man who touched the hearts of many people across the county. The 41-year-old father of five was killed during a crash on stage 15 of the final day of the Donegal International Rally. The Seelter Hospital Group is warning that the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today. Management are urging people to only attend the department where absolutely necessary. There's been a 16% increase in the number of recorded criminal offences in Donegal. Figures from the Central Statistics Office show a total of 1,103 recorded offences in the Donegal division during the first quarter of this year, compared to 948 over the same period in 2018. And people for profit say Derry City and Strabane District Council must be front and centre in the campaign to have welfare reforms reversed. Councillor Sean Harkin will bring a motion to the council this week calling for the scrapping of welfare reforms to be made a red line issue in the negotiations to restore the Stormont institutions. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 24th of June. The death has taken place of Alec McNulty, 158A Ernie Road, Claddy. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Manus Mandy Kelly, Drumaconnough, Church Hill. Manus' remains will repose at his home at Drumaconnough, Church Hill, from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. House strictly private, please, until that time. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has occurred of Lynn Maudet, Lisnannan Court, Letterkenny, formerly of Southampton, England. Her remains will repose at Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield Rafaux, tomorrow evening, where respects may be paid from 6pm to 8pm. Private cremation on Thursday at Lakeland Crematorium in Cavan. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Daniel McGlinchey, 60 Ballymongan Road, Castledurg. Daniel's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Castledurg. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow morning. The death has taken place of Mary O'Neill, née O'Connor, Hillcrest, Ardravan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Irish Cancer Society or the Donegal Hospice, care of Porter's Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Pat Paddy Bradley, Drummond de Garve, Maguire's Bridge, County Fermanagh, formerly of The Fort, Craig Vole, Swatra, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to arrive at St Mary's Church, Maguire's Bridge, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the palliative care team and Enniskillen, care of Swift and McCaffrey Funeral Directors, Liz Nisky. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning.